Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks. Dying to Meet You is a comedy you've got playing. Well, actually, when does your season start?
We actually open this Friday, which will be the 26th of August. We open.
Okay, Leaving Theatre.
Leaving Theatre, the usual venue for Ulverston Rep, yeah.
Okay, the flyer says, an undertaker mixed with confusion, cross-dressing and panic.
That's right.
All right, so can you give us a basic story plot?
Well, without giving too much away, since it's a comedy, basically there's a married couple who are, you know, in middle years and the children have left home, and one of their neighbours who means well suggests taking a lodger, which sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
The only problem being that the husband brings in the lodger without telling his wife, and at the same time his wife brings in the lodger without telling him.
Ah.
And so they've got two lodgers, and they're both very interesting characters. And there's also an appearance by an Italian gentleman with, of all things, a violin case.
Oh, okay.
And so this kind of mafia undertones, if you know what I mean, because one of the lodgers is an Italian girl. And without giving too much away, the other lodger is, in fact, an undertaker, but
right,
he wishes to keep his identity secret, or at least his job.
Right, yeah, well, if he's a single guy, then, you know,
I can understand
that. You know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an undertaker.
Yeah, it tends to put people off, you know?
Yeah, very respectable job, and someone's got to do it, but I can understand.
That's right.
So, have you got a big cast?
Yeah, oh, we've got an absolutely stellar cast. In fact, we scoured the acting academies of Tasmania for these people, as far afield as Marawa and Wilmot. We've got them all.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a fantastic crew. I can give you a rundown if you want.
Yeah, go for your life.
We've got two people returning to the stage after many years of absence. We've got John Ragu Sauce Jobber, and then we also have Joe Tax File Number Common. They're returning after a spell off. We have a young lady who was recently in The Last Resort, and obviously has got the acting bug, Beck Need a Job Morris. And then a chap who's well known to the coast in musical circles, Paul Mr. Music Wells.
Right.
He plays a big part. And then we have a lovely lady who's recently in Breaker Morant that Doug Doughty directed, Gronje the Rock Hendry. And then we have none other than Shane Mr. Dress Up Cleaver, who's well known to the theatre and to students in the area. And another chap who's been in lots of Ulverston productions, Dave the Mover Hingston. And last but not least, a young lady who's been in plenty of musicals, theatre restaurants across the coast, Andrea Give It All Harding. So it's a stellar cast.
Right. Now, you're the director, but do you have a bit part yourself? Or you?
It's the first time I've ever directed, and I don't have a part in it, although I wish I did because it's so funny.
Who wrote the play?
It was written by an English writer called, let me think of his name, Ron Hutton. It's an English writer, first performed in 2000. And it's in the true tradition of Ulverston Rep, you know, English farcical comedy.
So it's like your English black comedy.
Yeah.
So first time at directing, how's that been for him?
It's going very well, but it's really scary. And I'm thinking I might rather be on the other side of the stage than out front, because once the show goes, once the curtain's up, I'm at the mercy of these performers, you know, and my reputation will rise and fall on them.
Yes.
But I originally thought to myself, if we assemble an absolutely fabulous cast and an absolutely fabulous backstage crew, they'll do fantastically well, and then people will think I'm good. And they'll say, oh, good job as a first director, you know.
Yeah. It's good that you mentioned the backstage, because, you know, sometimes people behind the scenes don't get a lot of credit.
Oh, we've got a great backroom cast. We've got Carol Miller, who's an experienced stage manager. Melissa Budgeon, who is the producer, doing tremendous work. Kerry Gillard's our assistant director. And then we have a lovely mother and son duo, Tanya and Troy Mannering, who help with the props and backstage. And then we have our very own president, Mr. Rodney O'Rourke, who is doing the set design. So they're all experienced people.
Nice. Tickets from the Ulverston Visitors Centre, is that right?
Yeah, tickets from the Ulverston Information Centre. They're $25 each. Oh, we're going to do a special. That's three for $75, and you get one free.
Sounds good. I think I'll take the family along and have a look.
Yeah, get the special. Three for $75 and get a free one. Don't forget.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Not a problem. Have a nice day.
All right, I'll see you around Penguin.
No worries, mate. Bye.